This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a cute video going viral. It's a three-year-old girl that she just doesn't understand why Google doesn't know her name. But fortunately, you know, her mom is there to set Google straight.
What happened?
Google doesn't know.
Google doesn't know you?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know your voice. That's why. Tell Google what?
My Google. Name. She doesn't know my name.
Oh, that's why she's not listening to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go tell Google. Come.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Google.
Hey, Google. Hey, Google, say hi to me.
Hey, Google. Say hi to Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
She knows you.
Oh, she knows me.
Hi, Doodle.
Man, once again, little kids and drunk people are the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I've had drunk friends have these conversations, too.
Yeah, that's the and so that's the Google's version of Alexa that she's trying to get to recognize her. And oh man, it's like, yeah, come on, Google.
You know, it is funny that you say that, Steve, because now that you say, I could totally see Sarah.
That sounds
fight.
Like Sarah.
Yeah, she gets home from Dad. Google doesn't know who I am anymore.
And Dad will be like, sorry, let's try. And then you'd get it to work.
Yeah, that would either she would have been 3 years old or 30 years old. It doesn't matter. That's how it would go.
Man, those are those moments where I'm like now thinking like, okay, eventually I'm going to have this scenario happen. Like, I don't know if you thought like this, but I'm just like, my first instinct is like, yeah, it's a stupid robot. Don't worry about it. But I have to be more patient with a three-year-old when they're asking stupid questions like this.
Yeah, because just don't know yet.
Yeah. You should really start having some conversations with your mom and your dad and say, hey, did I ever ask any stupid questions when I was three?
Like when you were three, when you were 33, when you were 43. You haven't stopped asking stupid questions, young man.
Yeah, that's the thing is I try to flashback and go, was I like this? Probably. Yeah,
right, like,
yeah.
I know when push comes to shove, I'm going to try and be clever and creative and you know, not shoot it down. But in my head, I'm like, why are you asking these questions? Like, this is stupid AI trying to take over the world, man. We just need to get rid of all these robots.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, so that's where it's going to go, huh? Yeah.
That'll be the answer.
I'm teaching her to be a conspiracy theorist like her father.
Here's what he's going to do. He's going to go, you know what? Forget Google. Watch this documentary called Terminator.
Yes. Yeah, and Minority Report after that.
Yeah,
you'll stop
there
asking
you go.
Stupid questions. You'll be asking questions that we need answers to.
Yes. You'll be a little baby conspiracy theorist the way Dad wants you to be.
Well, I'm just going to put this out there, too, Steve. It, like, at least it's cute when they're, like, three.
Yeah.
When it gets to seven, they just ask questions. Like, I mean, it's still kind of cute, but at the same time, Lily's just like, Dad, I have a question.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, what? She's like, how come there's dirt on the road. Shouldn't it be clean? And I'm like,
what?
What? Like, I have no idea where this came from. Like, and it's just like just random questions that I'm like, and but that's her thing is, Dad, I have a question.
I think
I'm
she's
like,
prepping you for when she becomes a stoner.
That's probably
those
true.
Those are questions
yeah.
that stoners ask still yeah. to this day in their 30s.
It depends on how often she's asked to clean her room. Maybe that's the thing. Like, wow, I mean, I'm over here. There's dirt everywhere. You adults are in charge, and yet you're giving me what kind of grief for my room?
That's when you say, ask Google.
Yeah. Okay, Google, forget her name, but remember all the questions. Yeah. And give her the answers.
Good call.
Like, yeah. Google, remember Lily? That's her name, and yep. she asks a lot of questions.
Just yep. go.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. For the first time in 17 years, Rolling Stone magazine has updated its 500 best songs of all time.
I mean, talk about procrastinating.
Yeah.
We'll get to it next year.
Yeah.
We'll get to it next year. Dude, I wasn't even born when you first started doing this.
I feel like it's really cool, though, that they'll at least take a look at it. Maybe, you know, every decade would be good as opposed to waiting every 20 years almost.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be nice. But they got more than 250 artists, musicians, critics, journalists, music industry titans, and producers who submitted their top 50 favorites. And then they were tabulated and ranked. So this is
pretty cool.
It's not regular people, which I don't know if that's good or bad. You know, I mean, it's not a popularity contest. This is about, I guess, I would imagine quality, like what, you know, what the professionals and the people that are in the business and how they really know music. This is what they're picking. Would you say that, Steve? Because it's, I mean, from what I can tell, it's just a bunch of people that know music better than me.
I mean, well, define knowing. I mean, really, it's what you like is it. I always have a hard time when, like, when someone's like gives someone more respect for their musical opinion than others. I mean, it's just based on what you like, but I see what you mean.
I
at least it's like some peers and people that maybe have been in the industry that can kind of maybe appreciate it on a different level. But at the end of the day, I mean, who's to say what is a great song? If you love, you know, Britney Spears and you think her songs are the greatest songs ever written, that's your opinion, you know?
Yeah, and I think that you know, a lot of the scientific minds will tell you why, like, number one is this song as opposed to Britney Spears. And this is who they chose as number one.
This and why is this popular? This is not tub thumping.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot. This is where I would like to get the reasoning, like, from all the really, really smart musical people. From a cultural standpoint, no doubt about it, an amazing song for a lot of really good reasons. You know, that I can understand. But, like, musically, is that better than any other song to be number one, musically speaking, unless they are taking into account the fact that, you know, what Aretha went through and her being an African-American and all of that and the song Respect, which is definitely a rallying cry for women and women of color, that I get. But for a song itself, I don't know the criteria, so I don't know.
There is a set mathematical criteria. I think you're trying to add, like, a scientific criteria to something that's a very objective thing. And I don't think you'll ever have an answer to that. I think it's just a song that's just loved by many. I mean, it's a song that not only has, like, some kind of a meaning behind it, but also you can play it at a party and people will get down to it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things where it's like you put it on, people are like, yeah, all right, I'm feeling this song again.
Yeah, I don't know if I put it at number one. But then again, like you said, it's all subjective. But they got 250 people that made this list. So when you think about the skillions of people, you know, that live in the United States, it's like, well, 250 said this is what's going to be the number one song. Here's number two, and we'll see what we think about this one.
When I hear that song, I think of Do the Right Thing, the movie. And yeah. Also, I think of Public Enemy was a band or a group that just it transcended hip hop. Like, I think if you were a metal fan, probably because of the Anthrax influence and they kind of were like buddies and stuff. But like, if you were a metal fan, you dug Public Enemy. It wasn't like one of those like, okay, you can only be a hip hop fan that like Public Enemy. Or if you like something other than hip hop, you probably won't be a fan of it. You know what I mean?
And again, lyrically though, Steve, I so get into that song. You know, I mean, again, just great message. It kind of reminds me of what Fever 333 is doing, because the lyrics of theirs, the stuff that they sing about is just amazing, like culturally just amazing stuff. And you know, and I put and so I can see why that would be in the top five, because of just it's a great song, and also, you know, again, the message and just the meaning at the time back in 1989 when it came out. I mean, man, you know what? As you can see today, the power still needs to be fought, no doubt about it.
I mean, it's a song, both songs, not going to be in my top probably 10, nope. Maybe top 20. But I understand why they're so well-loved.
Yeah, and here's number three. Don't know if this is going to be in your top 10 or 20 either, Steve.
It's been a long time.
Oh, this is number
coming,
one. Apparently. It's a great song.
I can see it in Steve's eyes already.
Yeah.
There's never a time where I'm going to listen to the song except for right now. Like, this will be the first time I've listened to that song in years, and probably I won't hear it again unless we do this topic in 17 years from now.
I don't even know what song that is.
Sam Cooke? Yeah. Change is going to come.
Yeah, and it's another powerful song. It basically a song of hope for the African American community back in 1964, when, of course, it was really not a good time to be an African American in this country. So these three songs, to me, the top three, really, I think, echo at least the fact that people are saying, yeah, you know what, we need to acknowledge stuff that we haven't acknowledged before. I think that's a win, you know, but. You're right, Steve. It's like, you know, is this, I mean, I don't know. Is this in a lot of people's top threes? I don't know.
I didn't know this, but Sam Cooke wrote that song after he heard Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, and he's just like, I got to write something like that. And so then he ended up putting together the song A Change Is Gonna Come.
Yeah.
Which, how cool is that? If I'm Bob Dylan, I got to be like, damn, that's pretty sweet that I inspired such a powerful song.
Yeah, and Bob Dylan ended up coming in at number four with Like a Rolling Stone.
So, yes, yeah, none of these are making my playlist of greatest songs ever.
Well, you know what? It to me,
which I didn't think they would.
But I feel like what they're taking into account, Steve, is the cultural impact that these songs have. Because number five is finally, I think, going to hit you, because I think that this particular song, along maybe not this song, but this genre of music, definitely had an impact on your young life.
Staying Alive, the Bee Gees.
That's
finally.
It, you got it. Finally. And of course, Smells Like Teen Spirit, yeah. Nirvana, number five. And that entire genre of music, I mean, it defined a generation.
Oh, dude, it changed so much. I mean, it changed music. It changed what people were into. People went from being into like glam metal and that style of music to instantly being a fan of bands that didn't wear spandex and wore flannel.
Yeah, and so I think that, you know, we're getting that. I think we're really getting cultural impact. I feel like, at least with the 250 people that decided these were their favorite songs, cultural impact has had to have an impact on them picking what they picked.
I think it's also just the fact that I know these songs are old, like especially Sam Cooke's, but I didn't realize it was that old. Like,
it
came out in
1964. Yeah.
It was the year my dad was born. It feels like
he just went to college. I'm kidding.
He was graduating.
Yeah, you know, I was just graduating. Steve.
My bad.
Come on.
I feel like these songs, like, could be loved by somebody back then. Could be loved by.
They're timeless.
Yeah, they're timeless. Like, I could see little kids dancing to Respect. Like, it just feels like all these songs are just timeless.
I can't argue with Respect. Yeah, I can't. And you know, even Public Enemy. You're right. I mean, they're good tunes. And that, no doubt about it. Again, though, like Steve said, it is all just, I mean, really relative of what you'd put in there.
But it's fun, like, looking at this list just to see some of the stuff. And I'm just like, oh, you know, I haven't listened to that song in forever. Oh, that's like, I'm looking just like randomly scrolling through it. And like that Lord song, Royals, came in at number 30, which I was like, that's quite an honor. But like, still, a song that wasn't written that long ago, they view as being one of the best, in fact, in the top 30 of songs ever written, which, I mean, that's got to be a cool thing. Like, lists are so subjective, but I would imagine if I'm Lord and I'm looking at this, I'm like, damn, you put me ahead of that Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry. That's pretty cool.
Well, and you got to be, you know, and I really believe that it's definitely cultural impact. And a lot of times, Steve, we don't even know the lyrics to these songs. And that, I think, you know, the poetry of the music, you know, obviously, of the words has, you know, is something that we sometimes don't even think about. Like, how many of us even know the lyrics to the songs we love? You know, some of them I don't even know people do.
I'm looking at number 35, and it's Little Richard's Tutti Frutti, which should have been number one, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never paid attention to the lyrics of this, but apparently the original lyrics for Tutti Frutti Good Booty, if it don't fit, don't force it.
Wow, those were the original lyrics of that song?
You can grease it, make it easy.
He's talking about like putting together an IKEA furniture.
I thought
thing,
square
right?
peg into a round hole.
Yeah, that same thing.
Yeah, those toys.
Now, are those the official lyrics, or were they lyrics that had to be changed?
I'd have to look at the lyrics, but according to the story, those are the lyrics. It said that they had somebody that had to help him clean up the filthy original lyrics.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, you know, they did like to sing about sex in those days.
And it was like 15 minutes before the session was going to end recording the song when they're like, here, do these lyrics instead.
And they're very repetitive. It's just the same thing over and over.
Yeah, I don't think those words, those lyrics did not make it into the song. Yeah. I want to hear that version.
Oh, I bet you do. I don't know. That'd be amazing if it's out there somewhere.
I don't know.
But see, the thing, even like, you know, phrases, hold me tight. You guys don't know because hold me tight was basically sex. It was just that was the only way. And if you listen to It's Been a Hard Day's Night by the Beatles, even though actually the Beatles, they're on the list, but not for that song.
Beatles songs are on this list.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, yeah. Strawberry Fields Forever, which was their, you know, their Sgt. Pepper world, wasn't it? I believe it was on Sgt. Mm-hmm. Pepper. Or it was definitely one of the two albums in that vicinity where they were trying to answer the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. It was definitely their psychedelic year, Strawberry Fields Forever.
One texter has a very good question. Where did this make it on the list?
Hey, ting-a-ding, it's Dominic the Donkey.
Sadly, yeah. 501.
Yeah.
Barely cracked it.
Yeah, that's great.
No?
Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, number 6 on the list. As I said, the Beatles, number 7 was Strawberry Fields. Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On, which I don't know much about that song.
Get Your Freak On.
Why is that number 8?
Because it's just a great song.
And it's timeless. Like, it doesn't feel like it was written or done when I was in middle school. Like, I still jam out to that song all the time.
I feel like there's got to be something more. I mean, you know, the fact that it's a good song. But, I mean, look, I feel like, you know, these songs might be really important. To get into the top 10 with a song that – there's been a lot of great pop songs. You know what I'm saying? So for this to make number 8, there's got to be a reason beyond just the fact that it's a good song, because I'm looking at the rest of these and they all have some sort of significance. But, you know.
Well, significance to how you're perceiving it. Not every song has to be that way. I mean, if someone just loves a song and they're a part of this panel, they just write it down. And it just so happens a large number of people also love that song. I mean, Missy Elliott was a super popular hip hop artist for a while, and they probably just love that track.
And apparently this collaboration was like way ahead of its time. Like, they kind of took a risk and it blew up.
There we go. See, I mean, that's what I'm saying. There had to be some significance to it, like the first time something happened. Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Interesting.
That guy that was on the skateboard, if that helped.
The Ocean Spray guy.
I wonder if that reminded people of how great of a song that is.
Yeah. You may be right, Steve. There's a lot of...
Staying Alive cracked the top 100.
Oh, it did make it.
99, right. Baby. Number 99.
Number 11 I'm going to talk about because I'm a big fan of this group, but Hey Ya by Outkast, which I know the song. Don't you know it's a good song?
You're a big fan. Are you listening to Outkast a lot?
No, I said the next one.
Oh, I was like, wait a second. Have you listened to Outkast?
Yeah. I didn't want to skip amazing. Outkast. I want, like, they're number 10.
Okay,
I'm a fan of number 11.
Yeah. I was like, what is going on? I've never heard you once talk about Outkast. All of a sudden, you're like, I'm the biggest Outkast fan.
Big Outkast fan.
Me and Andre, we are like It's just best friends.
That's right, buddy.
We're Andre 3000.
I knew when he was Andre 1500.
That's right. When he was my friend, he was just 1500.
Right.
And I used to call him 15. That's what it is, because I knew him. Number 11 is the band that I know of a lot. And I have to tell you, someone would have to tell me why they picked this song. God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. Surely not the most famous Beach Boys song that anybody knows. I wonder if anybody even knows the song.
I think a lot of people know that song. That's a Pet Sounds song.
Right.
It's an incredible song.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I did not realize many people knew it as much as they did.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think if you... I mean, obviously, I love Pet Sounds, so I know it. But like, there's a lot of people who love that record, and that's, I think, one of the standout tracks from that record.
All right. I mean, I love the song. It was when I had my girlfriend and I at the time, that was our song.
Is number 69 WAP? I hope
so. That would be so great.
I got to now find out what number 69 is.
I did find out that apparently Paul McCartney said this is probably like one of the, like the best songs, and that's what influenced him and John Lennon to write Here, There, and Everywhere.
Oh, really?
I could see that.
So that's what influenced it. So it was influential.
69. I like it. Taylor Swift.
Is it really?
All Too Well.
There you go.
From the Red Record.
There you go. That's a Swiftie right there.
And BJ, your favorite Guns N' Roses song, number 88, Sweet Child of Mine.
God, I'm sorry. I think that should be much higher.
I agree.
Yeah, it should be much higher than that. And that really irritates the crap out of me.
Why do you get so irritated about lists?
I really do.
I enjoy lists because it gets talking about songs maybe you never heard, and you can have like a fun conversation. You get so mad about lists.
I really do. Because I want it. Well, again, here's why, Steve. It's 250 of the Mucky Mucks. You know, if it were just regular people, I'd be with you, Steve, and say, yeah, everyone's relative.
But then you'd
relative.
Be bitching, be like, who are these people? They don't have any experience in this world of music. They should get people that have respected opinions.
Yes, I probably would be that way. You're absolutely right. So.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.